Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Brother and sister in Islam, welcome back to our program. On your behalf, I'd like to say shukran to Uncle Yusuf on the reception here on Radio Islam Studio and Brother Hafiz Muhammad Bilal. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reward him. I feel very happy when I see him on the studio. He gives me a lot of support and khidmat. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala use him as a soldiers of deen, inshallah. Before the break, my friend sent a message about, I don't know, you know, when we talk, as I talk about taqdeer before the break, now he put me to the other side. It's called ghaib. Ghaib is unseen. Now the thing which irritating me and you and give us a stress is that life after death. And it's not a lovely talk because people don't like that type of bayan and all that is scary. And you get movies and stories that the haunted house, the bad spirit, evil spirit, there is a, what you call these people who come out from the grave and all that novel and stories. We believe that this uncle, when he goes inside the qabr, is khalas, is masjoon, is a prisoner, can't come out. And when we say can't come out, it means he's in a life, it's called barzakh. Barzakh is a gap between dunya and akhirah. وَبَيْنَهُمَا بَرْزَخٌ لَا يَبْغِيَانٌ Surah Rahman, that sea point there on the Cape Town is called Barzakh. Any gap between two walls or two people, we call it Barzakh. Then, many stories and many superstition, many ancient tales and stories regarding the mayyit. One mayyit was here and one mayyit was flying and one like all of that. But let's talk about Qabr now, because this is the first level or the first stage after death. Sayyidina Uthman ibn Affan radiallahu anhu, when they mention the life on the grave in front of him, he's crying and weeping loudly. But when they mention the Jahannam and Akhirah, he doesn't do that. So they ask him, for Qabr and the small life, you crying, and for Akhirah and Jahannam and the big one, they say, no, the first one is a bad one. When you hit someone with the first day on the brazen, it's not like after 20 years or 50 years. That one become professional. And I just want to, you remind me now about the brazen. My brazen, I teach on every Wednesday on Johannesburg brazen. So alhamdulillah, Allah put in my mind now to greet them. Our brother Hassan and brother Musa and all our friends here. Oh, you know what, we love you. You know, they call you mujrimeen. Criminal, you are not criminal, you are paying for what you have done, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will grant you ajr for that sabr. I'm very happy when I see there is one brother now, we gave him bayan, and he's writing and he's learning Arabic, and mashallah, inshallah one day I'm going to mention the name of all our friends here, but I'm sure that they are listening to me now. So Bilal is greeting you, and brother Yusuf, and me, myself, all our friends, I'm very proud of my class on Johannesburg Muslim Prison. I'm very happy because these boys, they learn Arabic very fast. They got plenty time. And they asking question, Bilal, about haram and halal is like they are on Arafat day. I say, how come we think bad about you? They said, no, Sheikh, we learn now, no more, no more. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala kept us in the i'tikaf here to know more about Deen al-Islam. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant them health and sahha and afiyah, and may Allah make it easy for them to enjoy this Ramadan, inshallah. So what I'm trying to say, that qabr, the come from the Arabic word, it's called, the bird is qabbar. What is that bird? It's called qabbar. That bird always dig on the ground in the sand and hide himself under the sand. We call him qabbar. That's why the Arab give the qabr that word. It's called qabbar. The qabr come from that bird, which when he want to settle and stay, dig there, put his body in the on the sand. But sometimes the qabr is not always sand and soil. Could be a sea, water. Could be a fire or stomach of the lion, stomach of the fish or the whale. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned the qubur in Quran and ahadith, there is a masail about burial and qabr and all that. So we believe that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave us life, we call it barzakh, and we do believe that there is life on the grave, and there is azab on the grave, punishment on the grave. And Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said to Sayyiduna Abi Dhar, O Abu Dhar, Dhurul Qubur, visit the grave, Tadhkur biha al-akhirah, you will remember with it akhirah. When we pass the grave and we read the name of the people, we shaking, we shivering. Is that man there? I know him. He was here. Now is this piece of land like this? Allahu Akbar. Was very rich, very handsome, but where is he now? So once you visit the grave, you reduce your evil and you learn. You have a lesson. Actually, they call it the break of desire of dunya. When you go janazah and you go to the grave, you reduce, you try to slow down a little bit. Then Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, وَغَسِّلِ الْمَوْتَى, participate in washing the dead body. You must try to help in washing the dead body. Why? فَإِنَّ مُعَالَجَةِ جَسَدٍ فَانٍ أُبَالٍ, when you treat the dead body, مَوْعِظَةٌ بَلِيغَةٌ, it's a clear sermon and advice. You don't need to talk. When you hold the dead, may Allah grant our mothers and alima and our sisters, those who make ghusl for the mayyit, may Allah reward you. May Allah is the greatest amal, the most beloved one to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in this now in our zaman, the one who held on janazah, the one who deal with the dead bodies and help. May Allah reward all of them. I see great alima teaching the people how to make kafan and how to make ghusl. I'm very proud of the Muslim burial and all our friends who deal with a burial organization. So Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said to Abu Dhar, try to wash the mayyit, because dealing with a dead body, it's a maw'idhatun baligha. Wamshi fil janaiz, take part on janazah, walk on a funeral. Why? لَعَلَّ ذَٰلِكَ أَن يُحْزِنَكَ, maybe you have stress because of janazah. فَإِنَّ الْحَزِينَ, indeed the one who got that grief and sadness of janazah, فِي ظِلِّ اللَّهِ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ, he will be under the shade of Allah, I mean the protection of Allah on the day of Qiyamah. So actually it's called psychological healing for those who don't know the value of dunya. Those who've been attracted of dunya, just deal with this one, our Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, because one day that one Jewish woman came to Aisha radiallahu anha and asked her something, food or help or any houses. She was a neighbor of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, a Jewish woman. So after Aisha radiallahu anha gave this lady what she need, the Jew woman said, نَجَّاكِ اللَّهُ مِنْ عَذَابِ الْقَبْرِ, may Allah protect you from the punishment of the grave. So Aisha radiallahu anha, first time to hear this dua from the Jew woman, it is any punishment on the grave. So she came to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and he was waiting for Jibreel alayhi salam to give an answer. Is any action on the grave or not? Because the belief of Ahlus Sunnah wal Jama'ah, that we believe that there is some action on the grave, good or bad. Rawdatun min riyad al Jannah, or hufratun min hufar al Nar, could be a portion of Jannah, or a hole of the Jahannam, the hellfire. So after a while, Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam came out from the room of Aisha to the masjid, uncovered head, and his face got some worry and stress, and he said to the people, seek protection Allah from Adabul Qabr. Jibreel alayhi wasallam give him a parcel of a hadith and information about life on the grave. That's why you find so many hadith, very scary hadith, about life in a grave. That's why Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam commanded Abu Dharr and me and you to visit the grave to understand the reality of life. And Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he was crying while he's burying his daughter in a grave, because he was worried about dhammatul qabr, that squeezing of the grave to the mayyat. But subhanallah, in spite of this ahadith, Allah never left us confused like that. He gave us the way to be saved from adhabul qabr. So it's not for everyone. If you try to avoid that adhabul qabr, alhamdulillah, because there is fire and there is punishment on the grave. And I know when you read Al-Hakumu Takathur Hatta Zurtumul Maqabir, so Takathur, it means increasing, developing and gaining and gaining children, gaining money, gaining what? Till you visit the grave. So one nomad, one Arabi, one Arabian man said, Ya Rasulullah, I believe on the grave. He said, how you know? He said, the visitor must leave the place, go to his home. So the life on the grave is temporary, because Al-Hakumu Takathur Hatta Zurtum. Zurtum is ziyara. Ziyara. And the visitor can stay longer, but he's a visitor. It's not his final destination. Well, go. He said, I believe that this life after the grave. This grave, the one we hated, our parents are there, pious people are there, anbiya were there, children, innocent, rich, poor, zalim, good, bad, they are there. And Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Lawla an la tadafanu." If I'm worried that if I'm not worried that you won't bury each other, la da'awtu Allah an yusmi'akum min adhab al-qabr. I would ask Allah to let you hear a little bit of adhab al-qabr. That's why the anbiya were scared of that, and salihin also, people, they're scared of that. So I don't know if you and I, we scared of that qabr, or we have a fake hope. Because fake hope, it means you just give yourself a grant which is not yours. Brother and sister in Islam, we cry for our mayyit because we're not sure that what we're going to do there. And ourselves, there is something is called wahsha in qubur. Wahsha means something is, we're not familiar to it, something we're not used to live on it. Someone was living under the aircon, very soft bedding, talking to his beloved wife, eating, playing with the children, and in 2 seconds, he's marhum. And then you meet Malaika, and you got another world, have that horror and that scary life. So why we leave ourselves for luck like this? Why don't you work to avoid adab al-qabr? Yes, there is way that inshallah fala khawfun alayhim wala hum yahzanun. There's no fear on them and no grief on them. Fear because you're scared. Inshallah Allah will never put you in that fear. Huzn that you leave your family. Brother and sister in Islam, there is punishment in the grave, and there is way and there is some means to avoid the punishment on the grave. And amongst the mercy of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, that He give us so many methods and ways to protect. Shaheed will never get that story on the grave. He's skipping. Surah Mulk, memorizing and knowing it and meaning, inshallah. Dying on the night of Jum'ah, or the day of Jum'ah, as Tirmidhi said, that alhamdulillah is taqdeer. Steadfastness for the sake of Allah, protecting the deen of Allah by any means, by your weapons, by your teaching and da'wah, you elevating the flag of Islam up, you will never have that adab. Then, Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, narrated by Abu Huraira, that Ramadan will protect you in the grave, fasting, salah, siyam, zakat, All that is a means to protect you from the grave. To do ihsan to the people. To do ihsan to the people. Ihsan, it means favor to the others. You know, we got two types of favor. Favor the people ask us to do it for them. And then favor, you do it voluntarily. You offer the favor yourself. Nowadays, I don't know what happened to the people. No more for free favor. Must give him in return. I don't know what happened. There's nothing. It's called mahala favor. Now, free favor. Nothing. You give me, I give you. You visit me, I visit you. I don't know. Is that ihsan to the people? The biggest ihsan to the people, to forgive them. Forgive him as the greatest sadaqah you give it. وَمَنْ عَمِلَ صَالِحًا فَلِأَنفُسِهِمْ يُمْهَدُونَ. Anyone who do good deeds, in Surah Rum, they are preparing for themselves on the grave. يُمْهَدُونَ, it means bedding, create bedding for them on the qabr. And Nabi Muhammad صلى الله عليه وسلم said that لَيْسَ عَلَىٰ أَهْلِ لَا إِلَهِ إِلَّا اللَّهِ وَحْشَةٌ فِي قُبُورِهِمْ. All the ummah of La ilaha illallah, and he died with La ilaha illallah, there is no fear on them on qubur. As I said, فَلَا خَوْفٌ عَلَيْهِمْ وَلَا هُمْ يَحْزَنُونَ. We ask Allah, O Allah, our mayyit is muhtaj to you, lost the family and wealth and his health and his power, and become a real yateem in your hand. O Allah, is your creation. O Allah, is a needy to your mercy. O Allah, you created that person and you know that shaitan didn't leave him alone and the desire didn't leave him alone. But you are Rabbul Alameen. You are the one who gave this universe rahmah. You will never deprive our mayyit from your rahmah in the qabr and akhirah, inshallah. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgive all our marhumeen. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala use all our a'mal as a kafara for our parents and our forefather, inshallah. I don't know, when we talk about the death, it's a little bit fearful thing. But Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam said the most intelligent Muslim, the most clever Muslim, the one who aktharuhum dhikran lil maut wa aktharuhum lahu istidada, the one who always mentioned the death and they always ready for it anytime, because everyone is a mayyit. We got in Quran mayt, and we got one word called mayyit. I don't know, people are mixing. حُرِّمَتْ عَلَيْكُمُ الْمَيْتَةَ, not mayyit, mayyitata. Then mayyit, إِنَّكَ مَيِّتٌ وَإِنَّهُمْ مَلِيِّتُونَ. Mayit is the one who is gonna die, like me and you now. Mayit is the dead body. But because people already use that common words, mayit, mayit, so we accept it. Kuntum amwatan fahiyakum. Kullu nafsin dha'iqatul maut. Afa immata aw qutil. You got it in Quran so much. And we know that inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un, it a return. So it's not going, it's a return. You're going home. You return to the place. You can't go to the place for the first time and say, I'm returning to it. You can't say that. So to Allah is our return. Return, it means we were there before. Come to this dunya. Maut, it's not a lovely word, but it's called a silent preacher. When you see the death, hadimul lazat. Hadimul lazat, when the person try to have some amusement and pleasure, you mention for him death, he stops. When the person want to hit or oppress his brother, I tell him, look here my friend, remember the qabr, he slow down. The moment where the fajr understand. Brother and sister in Islam, Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam was describing the sakarat, and he asked Allah to ease his sakarat and give him light sakarat. And we know that in each and every creation of Allah around us, there is birth and death, even the cells in our body. I don't know how many cells they die from our skin every day. You got white cells and red cells and all that. We find the grass and planting dying and growing. Destroying of the pleasure is true. We call it mu'addibul jababira. I don't know how to say this. It's a discipline of the tyrant and dictators. Where they are now? Under your feet. Ni'mah is a gift of Allah. I don't know. Imagine there was no burial, or there was no death. That sick person, that old man who got Alzheimer, can make dua, can read salah. It's off. It's out of order. Many people say, Sheikh, my grandmother make dua. I say, for what? Make dua that, make dua that Allah what? Hey, she can't go to the bathroom, this lady. And you know, she can kill herself, this one. Make dua. I say, make dua for what? What dua? Allah make it easy for her. Say, oh, whoa, whoa, whoa. This brother want to kill his grandmother. He want to make dua, ya Allah. Let this lady die. He said, never. لا يتمنى أحدكم الموت. لا يتمنين أحدكم الموت. No one of you wish to die. Wish not to make dua. No, you can't. You can't send people to Akhirah. Wait for the decision of Allah. This lady, she's making dua for her grandmother, grand-grandmother. She feels shy to see Allah take her. Say, may Allah give her comfort. What do you mean, comfort? I know what is in your mind. You want to send that a granny to Akhirah? You can't. So, we believe that the death from Allah is ni'mah, because some people, the satr, or the izzat for them when they die. It mustn't be taklif. But Allah will decide. Satr lil'uyub, that the one who eased the life of the people from sickness, from the pain. And we ask Allah that you must give us a good death with iman, with la ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah. And may Allah give us thabat on the qabr, on the time of sakarat, on the sirat. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala fill the qabr of our father, especially my mother and my father, with rahmah and nur and barakah. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reward each and everyone who was looking after the sick people till they pass away. May Allah reward all our brothers who participate in janazah and ghusl and funeral and burial. It's the greatest. I'm very proud of my people in Lens when we see this soldiers of Allah in the time of janazah, young boys, late at night, helping, especially if the mayit is foreigner or the people doesn't have family around. The ummah is his family. May Allah reward all of you. Brother and sister in Islam, it was so nice to be with you. Hafiz Bilal, you asked me to stop now. To be sure, inshallah, next week. Shukran jazilan. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.